Gonna tackle the arcade.
What? Okay. So we practice by era. We said we're tackling. We're not really gonna tackle the Al-Qaeda, but we are gonna talk about the Al-Qaeda. Are you there? Phyllis, you have frozen. You froze for a moment. Okay, this week's Pirates by Era, and it ends with the Al-Qaeda. So we're not going to talk about the Al-Qaeda much. We're going to talk about Avram's reaction. At the end of all of this, he dedicates this site. It says, Avram lifts his eyes up, and he sees there is a ram behind him, Nechaz b'shlach caught in the thicket by a torrent, and he takes that ram and he offers that in the place of his son. So, no human sacrifice. And Avram calls the place that calls the place God sees. That what it is said today. Bahar Hashem Yireh, and in the house of God, it or he is seen. I'm trying to figure out what that means. I'm going to look at that expression. Asher Yomer Hayom Bahar Hashem
Oh,
Yireh.
yes.
Good morning, Vita.
Hi. Oh.
Talking about the Akedah, and then Abraham says, like, Abraham Hashem Akuma Hu Hashem Yireh. Abraham called the place after the Akedah, he calls it Hashem Yireh, God will see, and Asher Yimer Hayom, that is said today on the house of God, on the mountain of God, is seen. And generally, I would understand it as kind of breaking the fourth wall. You know, breaking the fourth wall means, heard that expression, that when you say Asher Yimer Hayom, that's the narrator saying, I exist in a particular time, this is today, so that he calls it Hashem Yireh, and today it's called, or it is said, Bahar Hashem Yireh, it is seen on the mountain of God, reminding us that sort of the narrator has a today. There's an author there. There's a person, right? At the time I write this, it is said God will be seen on his mountain. The idea that at the time of Moshe, time of writing the Torah, they knew that the Beit Hamikdash, the place where God will be seen, and Makom Hashem would be at the site of the Akedah. Implication. That's the implication of the way you would read that pasuk there. And that's the way the Rambam reads it. This is from the Mordechai Nebuchim. I do not doubt the spot which Abraham chose in his prophetical spirit, was known to Moses as our teacher, Rabbeinu, and to others. For Abraham commanded that his children that on this place the house of worship should be built. Thus the Targum says, and Abraham worshipped and prayed there in that place, said before God, here shall coming generations worship the Lord. That's the Vayikra, Abraham Shemakum Hu Hashem Yireh, that Abraham called this place Shem Yireh, that ends up being called Yerushalayim from that name, that we say today, you know, at the time of the writing of the Torah, that this is the mountain on which God will be seen. That's the place for the Beit HaMikdash. And that's what, we know that's what happened, right? That Yerushalayim is where they did build the Beit HaMikdash, that the Akedah was said was in Eretz HaMoriah, that's what Hashem tells him. Shlomo builds it, as it says, on Har HaMoriah, in Moriah. The question is, was that known at the time of the Torah? Torah is written that it seems pretty clear, just from the wording of the Torah, Sefer Devarim, that that's not the case. The Torah never doesn't specify where HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem will be. We've talked about this many times. And it's
When you say,
inconsistent.
was it known, you mean known to most, like which
Moshe,
generation, which
right. Again, if
people?
it's, is Moshe, we're going to say, okay, Moshe is writing the Torah. Is he writing Asher Yemer Hayom that we say today, like as we're standing here, we being us, Klal Yisrael, going about to go into Eretz Yisrael, this is the mountain of God. This is where God will be seen. And it doesn't seem that way from the wording in Devarim. Devarim seems doesn't specify where the Makom Hashem is going to be. Right? So there are arguments that it should be in Beit El, it should be in Shechem. We don't know. And it's really inconsistent. The idea that, okay, this Hashem Hayom, that today this is what we say today, right? Abraham said with offered the Akedah here on Har Moriah, and that's where Makom Hashem Hashem, that's where it's going to be. That's inconsistent with the Chazal presented. That in Gemara Zevachim talks about David and Shmuel trying to figure that out. Basically, they didn't have some kind of tradition. This is where it's going to be. This is the way the Gemara presents it. There's Rabba learned the following with the darshan on the Psukim and Shmuel Aleph. Vayelach David Ushmuel Vayesh Bunayot Brahma, that David and Shmuel, this is when David is on the run from Shaul. He's not king yet, Shaul is king. David runs away and he runs to Shmuel, who is a retired Navi at this point, living in Ramah, and he has a place called Nayot in Ramah. And the Gemara asks, V'chi ma'in Nevayot, it's a Ramah. What's the connection between, what is Nayot, Nevayot, or in the Ketiv, or Nayot in the Kri, in Ramah? And it says, Elishai, how you Yoshin Baramah, they were sitting in Ramah, but Oskim bin Nayot, Shalom, they were dealing with the Naveh of the world, the beauty of the world. They were trying to figure out, where are they going to build the Beit HaMikdash? They're sitting and learning, looking, at some point Shmuel already has anointed David. David, you're going to be the king. You're going to build the Beit HaMikdash, the central place where all of you will unite all of Israel. Where should that be? Amri, and they would say, it says, Sukim, Kamtav, Yalita, Lamakom, that you have to go up. Lamech, Beit HaMikdash, Gavo, Mikol, Eretz Yisrael. It means that Beit HaMikdash is higher than everywhere else in Israel. Everywhere else in Israel, but Eretz Yisrael, Gavoa Mikol Ha'aretzot, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands. So you usually interpret that as spiritually. Okay, but so it's going to be someplace higher up. So what is higher? Lo Haviyadei Duchte. They have no idea where that would be. Hecha Aitu Sefer Yeshua Bukhuhu, so they went through all of Sefer Yeshua, the description of the land as it was divided up in Sefer Yeshua, and Bukhuhu, and all of it, rather, all of Sefer Yeshua, Ketiv, it says, Allah Gavul, Yerada Gavul, Ta'ar Gavul, it talks about the border going up, the brown goes down, it goes around, but in Shevet Binyamin, Allah Ketiv, look, the way Yeshua describes it, there's a lot of Allahs, but the point where it's going to Yerushalayim, it goes up to Yerushalayim, but Yerada, look, he doesn't see anything going down. Tevye Yeshua is obviously hinting that the boundary of Binyamin around Yerushalayim is the going up part. That must be what Yeshua had in mind for the point there where you're going up. Amri Shemamina Hachi Makomos. Therefore, that must be where we're going to do this. But it got to be Yerushalayim. That's got to be where we put this place. So, Mavanyei Be'en Itim, the Medali. And so they figure, they look in the area of Yerushalayim, the tallest hilltop, mountaintop, is in a place that was called Ein Itim. I don't know where is the tallest mountain in the area of Yerushalayim now. I don't know what that is. But they figured there. No, but they said, Amri Niti Bei Kalil. No, it's got to be a little lower than that. As it says, Bein Ketefav Shachein, between the shoulders. And it's, you know, so it's got to be, this is a description of Binyamin in Moshe's bracha, like he's between the shoulders of the ox. So the shoulders are higher, and it's between that, so it's got to be a little lower than that higher mountain. And they figure it must be this area here. And they kind of look at Pesukim and look for hints of where it could be, and they decide that it's got to be on what we now call Har HaBayit. Or in the area of Shalim. He actually originally plans for it to be in Eir David, but that's where it's going to be, somewhere in Shevet Binyamin. But it's clear that they're looking at Pesukim, they're trying to darshan up Pesukim. There's no tradition here that obviously it's got to be there in Yerushalayim. So it's hard to understand the Rambam. And if you look
at Tanakh, did they have a tradition of where the Akedah was? I mean, did they know? They knew about, was
they
that
knew about the Akedah. And they knew it was, yeah, so they had this idea it was in, you know, the Torah says it's in Eretz HaMoriah. And it's clear they knew that it was, you know, that The place we built it was called Har HaMoria. Now, whether that which one came first is unclear. It seems, you know, it's not clear that they even were trying to build a place, the Akedah, or not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, no one ever cared about Yerushalayim. Right? They come conquer everything. They make sure they conquer everything, and nobody really worries too much about Yerushalayim when they come into Eretz Israel. Right? Beginning of Rav Shoftim says that, Vayhi Achrei Mot Yeshua, and then after Yeshua dies, Yeshua Bnei Yisrael, Vashem Leimor, and Bnei Yisrael ask in Urim Tumim, they ask, Mi Alei Lenu Lakani, Batchilal, Hilachem Bo, where should we attack now, right? They conquered a relatively small area by the end of Sefer Yeshua, that lots of the land was not, and they're going to continue, these wars will continue for a while afterwards. They ask, who should go first? Vayom Hashem, Yehudah Ya'aleh, and the answer was Yehuda should start trying to conquer its territory first. They had a couple of areas. They were living in Hebron, they were around there. And in the course of all those wars, they attack Yerushalayim, and they do conquer it, and they slay them by the sword, and they burn the whole city. Which obviously, burning the whole city doesn't mean destroying it, because it still exists afterwards. And I just was having to look this up, that if you want to look and know about burning a city down to nothing, the population of Hiroshima now is 1.2 million people. And that's clearly shalchu ba'esh more than Bnei Israel could even thought about doing. So whatever they did, there's still plenty of people living in Yerushalayim, and afterwards, they continue living there. They don't conquer it. And Yeshua continues on at the end when it talks about all the places that weren't conquered. It says, "Betibusi Yeshua Yerushalayim, and the Yibusi who are living in Yerushalayim, lo yuchlu b'nei Yehuda l'horishtam, b'nei Yehuda couldn't wipe them out, couldn't conquer them. But Yeshua Yibusi et b'nei Yehuda b'Yerushalayim." So the Yibusi lived among Yehuda in Yerushalayim ad yom hazeh, until this day. And similarly in Shoftim, because Yerushalayim is on the border between Yehuda and Binyamin, Yehuda didn't conquer them. In Shoftim it says, Yibusi Yoshev Yerushalayim lo horishu b'nei Binyamin. Binyamin didn't conquer them either. Yashava Yuvusi at Bnei Binyamin, and Yuvusi lived among Bnei Binyamin, Yerushalayim, in this Yerushalayim, Ayom Hazeh, until this day. Well, finds out what Ayom Hazeh means, but the idea is that no one actually tried to conquer Yerushalayim here. So if this was the idea that somehow this was going to be the place of the Beit Midrash, that's what, and that Moshe knew that, and he told Bnei Israel, Shema Hayom Bahara, Bahar Hashem Yira'eh, that this mountain is where you're going to worship, that's hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the Rambam here. And that says, the in kan makom l'ha'arich, I'm not going to worry about the Rambam. I'm not going into it. The Sforna makes it a little bit weak. Sforna says something similar, but it says it a little bit weaker. It's Moshe's comment. It's today, it's here, Shem Yimer Hayom, that we say today, ha'makom shahi Yisrael omrim, that they were talking about the day when the Torah was written. Yes, that's when this Hayom is. You know, here I am writing this down. And today we say the Bahar Hashem Yira'ah, that God will appear on this mountain. It's a prayer. Wherever Hashem will reveal himself to be. And again, Devarim, it's very vague, whatever place it is. And, you know, that's where Hashem will reveal himself, and we'll have some kind of, we will come back to this place. We don't know where it is now, Rana says, but we will come back to it. We still hope for it. And this will not become apparent until be made David, when this becomes a Makom. It was the place that Abraham called Hashem Yireh. Moshe doesn't know where it is, they struggle where it is, and we have this kind of drasha that David tries to figure out, so this must be it. Right? That Moshe is saying that nowadays, Hayom, we say Bahar Shemira, God will appear on his mountain, wherever that might be. Avram was saying something similar. And still sort of Moshe speaking to us, or telling us he exists here, the author of the Torah is saying, it's Hayom today, it's breaking the fourth wall. doesn't say anything specific about Yerushalayim. We're trying to identify this place. So the Vilna Gaon is a similar approach, based on interesting Agada, which is the following. This is from Tanchuma. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Ikar Shechina betachtonim haita. When God created the world, the Shechina was betachtonim, was on earth. Adam chavachata, with that first sin of Adam, miskalkam and aris b'shamayim, went up to heaven. We no longer have the Shechina, we no longer have the manifestation of God on earth. Amar Abraham v'sigya masim tovim. Abraham started doing this idea of masim tovim, of chesed, and nimshcha Shechina min ha-shvi l'shishi. The Shechina came down from the seventh heaven down to the sixth, getting a little closer to earth. Yitzchak mashcha min ha-shishi l'chavashi. Yitzchak came and brought it down to the fifth. Then come kind of moving the Shechina a little closer to earth. Yaakov min ha-chamishi l'rabi'i, Levi beno min ha-rabi'i l'shlishi, Kahat ben Levi min ha-shlishi l'shini. Every generation, get Hashem a little closer. Amram min ha-shini l'rishon, still on sort of the lowest level of Rakia in the seventh heavens. Moshe b'yom shukum mishkan, and when Moshe, on the day that the mission was built, put Hashem malayim mishkan, the Shechina comes back to earth.
Oh, nice.
Abraham down to Moshe, bringing the Shechina back. And that's the Midrash. So the way the Gra puts it, it's going to be Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. And that when the Torah says that on this mountain God will appear, Al-Dash Amru Bagadah, so we're going to quote this Midrash, B'tchila Haita Shechina L'mata, that originally the Shechina was on earth, which Achata Adam Niskalku Rakia Rishona, that when Adam sinned, it went back, it was taken away from the earth, went into the Rakia, into the heavens, etc. And ends up, obviously, Rakia should be eat. It ends up in the highest heavens far from earth. But Avram Avino, so Avram comes and brings it down a level. But Yitzchak, Harida, Mishishi, Chamishi, Bechule, it goes down further and down, further and further, to come closer to earth. But Moshe, Harida, La'aretz. Moshe comes and brings it down to earth here, brings the Shechina back into the earth. Me'ata, so see from here, Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, Juhaya Machil L'Harid HaShechina, Mishvi L'Shisha. Avraham, at this experience at the Kid, he says, Hashem Yireh is getting closer to earth. He pulled out, this is Tefillah. Hashem Yireh, Hashem will see, right? That this will continue to get closer and closer. Me ten, if it only should be, Vayash, at the Bo HaShechina, Ad Elenu, the Shechina could come to us, the Shkon Kod Bar Tzena should live, could come here. So Avram called the mountain Hashem Yireh, that as an acknowledgement, as a prayer, that the Shechina should continue to come closer. And that's what it means, Vayikra Avraham Shem Makom Ahu Hashem Yireh. Vayichabeb et ha-makom hazeh. Okay, this is the place where this, the beginning of the return of the manifestation of God on the earth. And Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, Shekata bet Torah, Hosif Bekatav, I have to correct that, Asher Yimei Hayom, says that we see today, in terms of Torah, that Hashem is in fact here. Hashem Yireh, from Rabbi Mei Moshe. Now, Moshe is saying, we can say that we fulfilled this tefillah of Avraham. Hashem now appears, Bahar Hashem, and here it's not talking about Yerushalayim at all, it's talking about Har Sinai, as it brought the Shekhinah is brought down into the Mishkan. We brought the Shekhinah back to earth. As Hashem Yireh, Yimei Moshe Kvar Haita Shekhinah Lamata.
So the Har is Har Sinai, not Har HaMoriah.
Right. And it's not connected. They're not connected. It's not the same Har. It's simply that now we have fulfilled what Abram was praying for. As more than just Har Sinai, it's in fact, the Rambam says that the Mishkan was this portal reenactment of our permanent reenactment of our Sinai, that now the Shekhinah is here among us.
Mm-hmm.
And I will add that paragraph is not in the Ederet Eliyahu, the Vilna Gaon's commentary, but it was in an edition we have in the shul here that has editions of Yifayat. It sounds like the Gra, so I'll believe it's real. Okay? Again, so we end up with this idea that the Avram says is it that Hashem Yireh, we're praying that Shekhinah will manifest on earth, and Moshe adds Hashem Yireh Hayom that we've done that, continue to manifest the Mishkan.
So it's God will see or God will be seen?
But I'm actually going to avoid that question because he says both. Hashem Yireh will see, and Hashem Yireh will be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I am, and yeah, which way does it go? And that matters for in terms of Aliyah Regel. It says, are we there to see or to be seen? From our point of view, they go together. So I'm actually going to, since we have limited time, going to avoid that particular question.
Okay.
They go together.
Mm-hmm.
We are coming together either to see and be seen with Hashem, which is, I like that way of looking at it, but it's far from Peshat, right? We're getting away from Peshat understanding this. So we want to get back to Peshat. The Rashbam takes the whole sentence as, in terms of Peshat, as this is Avraham's word, all Avraham's word. He says, they cry, Makom, Ahu Hashem Yireh. Asher, because he's, Avram said, Bahar Hashem Yireh. Right? Bahar Hashem Yireh, Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram. This is the place where Hashem appeared to Abraham. In other words, it's a definition of why he called it Hashem Yireh.
Maybe it's like a generic, God will be seen in mountains. On a mountain is a good place to find God.
He calls the place Hashem Yireh, and he's saying that because this is where, this is the mount of God where he appeared. I mean, I think he's talking about this place here, but this is all Avram's words. It's not Moshe, it's not a later author describing what Avram said. He's saying that this is what Avram described. This is the reason why he calls it that.
Oh.
Okay? But you have that idea all the time where it says, here's the name, and this is why it's called. This is why you use the name. And we have last week's parsha where Hagar has.
Avraham didn't use the word Bahar.
Right, he's describing what Avraham was thinking. Right, Hashem Yireh is the place because he was thinking Bahashem Yireh. We have the same thing with Hagar when she says the vision of an angel, and she says last week, "Vaydikrashem Hashem Adavar Le'ata Kel Roi." She sees an angel, and she calls it, "This is the God who sees me." I saw this angel. Therefore, they call this well here that Hagar found the well of the living one who is seen, or the one who sees there. So it's the same thing here that it's called Hashem Yireh because this is the mountain where Hashem appeared. Nothing about Hayom, today we call it this. Moshe is not making claims of it. Author of Torah, I'm not making it there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to look at Rashi here. Because Rashi all takes this all as Avram's words. Avram says, Hashem Yireh, Asher Yimer Hayom, Bahar Hashem Yireh. And he starts out by saying, Pshuto Ketagumo. That, you know, Pshat is harder than you think. You read Pshat straight as though it being today. It's breaking the fourth wall. Something to do about, you know, that the writer is saying today. We say that, you're going to end up in trouble. That's not Pshat. You got to look at the Targum. And the Targum says, Abraham prayed, or served Hashem, Utsali, and prayed. Abraham Taman, Abraham prayed there. Atra, who in that place? Bamani says, Kadam Hashem Haka Yehon Palchan Daraya. That this, Hashem Yireh, this will be the place where Hashem is served for future generations. That's what Hashem Yireh means in the Targum. And as was said on that day, Abraham kadam Hashem halach, that Abraham served Hashem Abraham served Hashem. So that's where Rashi puts it. Kshuv b'tagumo, meaning Hashem Yireh means is the tefillah Hashem yivchar that Abraham said, may Hashem choose this place. Yireh lo makom hazeh. Please may this be the place where God reveals the Shekhinah, and they should bring Karbanot here. To reflect Avram's prayer, that this place is the place for Avodah Hashem in the future. Was now, I offered this ram here in the place of Yaakov. This is obviously a holy place. May my descendants in the future also use this. And then he adds, Asher Yimei Hayom, but doesn't mean, Hayom doesn't mean today. We're misinterpreting the word Hayom here. The Rashi says, Asher Yimei Hayom, Sheyomru Lemei Hadarot, Allah. Harzeh Yireh Hashem Akharish Baruch Hu La'amo. That may it be that in the future generations, Hayom means in the future, Hashem will appear to his people. Because Hayom means Hayamim Ha'atidim, according to Rashi. Doesn't mean today, it means future days. Kamo Ad Hayom Hazeh. And that's kind of where I want to end up. The expression Ad Hayom Hazeh happens a lot in Tanakh. What does that mean? Well, let's read it until this very day, until today. I mean, until the time that this book is written. Rashi says, no, that's not what it means. Ad Hayom Hazeh means until
forevermore.
What?
Forevermore.
Thank you. That's exactly what I read. It means from now on, for all future days. Ad Hayom Hazeh is not a statement of the author looking back. It's a statement of the characters that have been described of intent or tefillah or prayer moving forward.
Although it doesn't sound like that.
I know, but if you look at it, it's consistently used that way. It's an idiom. Anyway, well, that's what Rashi is telling you that. It is an idiom. You're right. If you use the words, it sounds like it says until today, but that's not what it means. And you're reading Hayom, meaning Shebechol HaMikra, that's all without Tanakh. That's what he's saying there. Shekol HaDarot HaBaim HaKorim Et HaMikra, that Ad Hayom Hazeh is talking about until today of the reader. Until your day. Until today, you're going to say until today, meaning this should be from now on. Not when I'm not this one day today when I'm writing this. As from now on, when it's being read, that's it today.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Abayim akrim et mikra hazeh omrim ad hayom hazeh. That every reader will say until today, my today. Ad hayom she'omdim bo, that the reader is here. That's from now on, right? Throughout, ad hayom hazeh doesn't mean until today means the author. It means from now on, forevermore. That's even better, more poetic, right? Until the today of the reader. It's a statement of intent. So that's when we back here when it says that the Yevusi, Rabbi Benamin, and Yehuda didn't conquer it, and they lived there ad hayom hazeh, even though obviously it wasn't forever. Eventually, that he conquered them. It meant that they Yehuda and Benjamin left it there from then on. They didn't worry about. They did not conquer it, and they had no intention of conquering Yerushalayim. They left Yerushalayim there. They let them stay there from then on. That's what that means. Right? They left the Yebusi in Yerushalayim ad hayom hazeh. They walked away. They weren't going to conquer it. It was they were perfectly happy Yebusi city until David goes and actually takes it. But the tribes left it there. Similarly, when you talk about Moshe dying, it says ad hayom hazeh. Right? Or that Moshe was buried in the valley in Beit Or. No one knew where he was buried. What does that mean? It was at the end of the Torah, right? About debates whether that was written by Moshe before he died, anticipating it, or by Yeshua afterwards. But either way, if you say it's until now, let's talk about the next 15 minutes, next day or two. It doesn't have any meaning in terms of Ad Hayom Hazeh. Let's be academic and say it was written, you know, 1,000 years later. But if you read it that, if Ad Hayom Hazeh means that, then the Yeshua statement doesn't make sense because obviously they conquered Yerushalayim at some point. So Ad Hayom Hazeh doesn't make sense. But here, if you read it as, no one knows his burial place from then on. Again, it's a statement of intent that fits. That's what Ad Hayom Hazeh is. Rashi is reading that Hayom means more than just a particular day. It means, well, it's for all days in general. That has a lot of implications. For instance, describing Yetziat Mitzrayim, Hayom atem yotzim b'chodesh Aviv, which tells them that you are leaving today, Hayom, in springtime. And again, that's not so much a statement of when the original Yetziat Mitzrayim was, it's a statement of when do we celebrate Yetziat Mitzrayim. As Ibn Ezra says, Kasher haya zeh b'zman she'aviv nimtza, this was in the, this, you know, you left in the time of spring, kacha taseh b'chol shana. That's what you should do every year, v'et himatzeh haviv v'eretz Yisrael, when aviv, when the spring equinox comes, That's why we have leap years in order to keep Pesach in Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
That the day of your leaving is always going to be in Chodesh Aviv. And that is important for determining our relationship with Torah itself. When Pesach in Shema it says, this is the things that I command you today. And Rashi makes that point. What does today mean? You shouldn't think of the Torah as being an old document. That nobody really cares about. That's Aramaic, it's like Tzapun, that no one treasures. Like, consider every day as though the day you're being commanded in the Torah. It's a new document. Shakol Ratzin Lekrata, that everyone wants to read it. And so that every day really is Hayom in this sense. And that's what he's saying here, that every day is when we pray, Bahar Hashem Hayom, Asher Yimer Hayom, that we say today, Bahar Hashem Yira'ah. And that's still our tefillah today, that, you know, today we should say that we should see, we should experience Hashem on Har Hashem. And that's what Abraham is praying for, that this is the place where, for future generation, this will be the place where we come to serve Hashem. And the next is that the Torah is something that is given every day. We serve Hashem every day. That's what Hayom means. That's
good. Hard. Nice. And ended right on time.
Okay.
I can go. Thank you.
Have a great time teaching English.